Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 10. The Lamb who is our shepherd, Revelation 7, 15 to 17. Let's pray. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for shining upon us today with your love. Fill us afresh with your spirit. Open our ears that we might hear your voice as we open up your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're still pondering the innumerable band of white-robed saints from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white, we're told. Verse 15, therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Notice that God's throne room in heaven is also his temple. We shouldn't be surprised. In the imagery of the tabernacle in the wilderness, Yahweh's throne is the portable Ark of the Covenant. His throne room is the Holy of Holies. Observe that these white-robed saints are not in the presence of God only for a special occasion. No, they are there perpetually, 24 hours a day. They serve him night and day. Theirs is not the required service of servants or slaves, which would be Greek doulos. The verb latereo here is rather specific. They serve as worshipers, carrying out religious services before the throne. These white-robed saints who have stood fast in tribulation are now home free. God will protect them and provide for their needs. Verse 15, he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. This sheltering of the Almighty is difficult to translate exactly in English. The verb is skenao from skenos, tent, tabernacle. Literally, it means to spread one's tent over, then to dwell, reside. Verse 16 spells out some of the things God's shelter will protect them from. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. These words echo promises from the Old Testament. I'm reading from Isaiah 4, 5 through 6. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion, and over those who assemble there, a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. Over all the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day, and a refuge and a hiding place from the storm and rain. And then Psalm 121, 5 and 6. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. With the Father as the shelter of these white-robed saints, the Lamb himself has a special role. Verse 17, for the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. Here is another delightful paradox. The Lamb will be the shepherd, literally will tend them as a shepherd. Usually the Lamb is led by the shepherd. Here the Lamb himself leads. This reference brings many associations from Scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. John 10, 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. To emphasize the spiritual nature of the Lamb's shepherding, our passage specifies that, and he will guide them to springs of living water. Living water refers to running water rather than cisterns or pools that dry up in the heat of summer. The Holy Land, especially the deserts of Judah, can become arid between the fall and spring rainy seasons, the early and latter rains. For sheep to survive, their shepherd must know the oases and watering holes of the land and be able to lead the sheep safely to the next place that will slack their thirst. That is the picture here. Water is a symbol of life and salvation throughout the Scripture. So we see images of the fountain of life, wells of salvation, streams in the desert, the fountain of living waters. In Jesus' teaching, springs of living water represent eternal life, ever bubbling up from the source, never going dry. Jesus taught in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks of the water I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." John 7:38, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." We'll see this theme of living water culminate on day 23. Dear friend, the Lamb who is the shepherd will lead you to life that continues to bubble up in abundance forever and ever. Just follow him. The passage concludes with another promise. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, verse 17. This is a promise given by the prophet Isaiah concerning the last days. We see the same promise at the close of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4. "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away." If you live long enough, you suffer loss after loss. Loss is compounded. Loss of parents, loss of a husband or wife, of a brother or sister, sometimes even loss of a child. The pain can be overwhelming, and even though it may diminish with time, it never goes away completely. But when we are before God's throne, he wipes every tear from our eyes. What we have in the Lord completely overwhelms and heals any loss we've experienced in the past. When the people of God are released from Babylon, they return to their homeland with great joy. But as we finally come to the house of God, the heavenly Zion, our joy will be complete. In the words of Isaiah 35:10, "And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." Jesus' call is both simple and profound. When early disciples ask where he lives, he invites them, "Come and see." When he calls fishermen from Galilee's fishing fleet, he tells them, "Follow me." At its root, Christianity is not a body of doctrine one learns minutely and then subscribes to. It is following the shepherd wherever he leads us. Sometimes it is through pastures green, and sometimes through scary places where the enemy lurks, but he leads us through these places because they are necessary to get to the promise of the other side. That's the message of this day. Follow the Lamb. He knows where he's going. Trust him with your fears and your seemingly depthless sorrows. He knows the way. He will meet your needs now. He knows where to find the abundant springs of ever-flowing waters. And ultimately, the Lamb will lead you to Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, to the very presence of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I have been following after you for many years and found you faithful. You are my shepherd who guides me and the Lamb that dies and rises and conquers. Help me to follow you in this next stage of my life, for you know the way. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Our day 10 meditation based on Revelation 7, verses 15 to 17. In what way does the Lamb seek to guide you as a shepherd? What will this require of you? What do the springs of living water represent in your life? Have you exhausted these springs yet, or even really found them? What tears do you need wiped away from your eyes? Dear friends, go out this day and serve him with joy. Amen.